Well, Bob Nozita, thank you for coming on to Gastronaut today. Here we are in the centre of London.
We're in Sicilian Avenue, John.
In Sicilian Avenue. But I want to talk to you about something that's not Italian, but is a very, very local dish. And it's pie mash.
Wonderful, wonderful pie mash. We all grew up with pie mash. Pie mash and liquor.
So let's dissect the pie mash. If you bought a plate of pie mash, what would it look like? Tell me what it would look like.
It would look like... Well, the mash has to be spread onto the plate. You never put mash through an ice cream scoop.
No.
That's a no-no.
It had to be spread on the side.
It's got to be spread.
Yeah.
Scraped on the side.
Yeah.
The pies have got a soft bottom and a crusty
top.
That's
right. And you turn them over?
Turn them over. You need pepper, chilli vinegar.
Chilli vinegar, that was it.
Yeah, and it's the liquor.
And what's the liquor?
Parsley sauce. Parsley sauce.
What colour is it?
Green.
So it's a delicacy. What we've got here, we're looking at a plate with mash, sometimes had a few eyes in it.
Yeah, bit lumpy, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Scraped on the side of the plate, and a pie.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, what was the pastry there, Bob? Because it was a bit rubbery, I remember.
I
it wasn't it's, flaky it's, or something like that.
No, might be ones, I think suet, or something. Yeah, suet pastry on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's flaky on the top.
Nice and brown, lovely.
Yeah. Slightly burnt.
Slightly burnt was even better.
Yeah, there was a thing on Facebook with the Pie and Mash Society that people were saying, and the ones that are quite bland, people don't like them. They like it. I like them slightly burnt.
And you turn it over so the bottom sunk a bit, and you put some vinegar in it.
You put some vinegar and you put some pepper on it.
And some liquor.
Yeah, liquor's already put on it by the when it's served.
That's what they
do. But you eat it as well with a spoon and a fork, no knife. Pie mash shops don't have knives.
Now, when they're not selling pie mash, what else are they selling?
Are they sometimes, some of them sell stewed eels.
And jelly deals.
No, you wouldn't get jelly deals with pie mash.
Is that right?
Not really.
Oh, well, and when we used to go to Cooksey's, you did get jelly deals.
Yeah.
I used to watch him in the window, sort of gutting them and things like that.
Yeah, but he'd be stewing them. They'd be stewed eels.
Oh, okay.
Jelly deals are a seaside resort.
So tell me about stewed eels. What do they look like when you order a bowl of them? So you get the mash as well?
You can do, and you get the liquor.
Yeah.
They're nice. Stewed eels are nice. I don't think they're a delicacy. We just grew up with them, so it's, I like stewed eels. I like jelly eels. I still eat jelly eels today. So I would go to Southend for the day.
Yeah.
And we would have a seafood lunch. We would have jelly eels.
So now let's again dissect jelly eels.
This is a radio.
It's a radio program, so people have to imagine this. Jelly eels is a bowl. You've got pieces of cooked eel in there.
Yeah.
And an aspic gelatine.
Yeah, gelatine.
And that would be that. Of course, you wouldn't have anything else in it. You wouldn't put mashed potato or anything like that.
No, but you just put vinegar and pepper.
And pepper, quite a lot of pepper, I remember.
Yeah.
And
it's always vinegar as well.
And I remember watching an old lady eating them, and she was pulling the bones out.
Yeah, you put them in your mouth, you take the meat off in your mouth, and you pull an empty bone out and put it on the plate.
Now, this is a very, very traditional and localised group of meals in London. You wouldn't find them elsewhere.
No.
And the pie mash shops, I mean, you've been to one recently? You went to one last year, you were telling me.
I mean, I went to one 2 weeks ago in Orpington. They're all over, but I mean, the famous ones are Banzi's, Italian. That's Banzi's are very well known.
And they've got branches where?
Banzi's are in Towerbridge Road, Deptford High Street, Walthamstow.
Okay.
They're the only ones. There are a few others, but they're the famous ones. I think the one in Walthamstow at the moment is still very popular. The one in Towerbridge Road only opens certain days, certain times. It's a sort of niche.
What's the one in Westmoreland Road?
That's Armand's.
Armand's. Now, there's only one branch of Armand's.
The other one closed down. There used to be another one in Warworth Road.
Okay.
At the top of the lane, but that's gone.
Oh.
Because I was there last week, and I just happened to walk past and think, oh, Armand's is gone. But it's still in Westmoreland Road. Yeah. But there's Cook's, there's Kelly's. Kelly's are in East London. Robin's are in East London pie mash chain. There's ones.
So these are shops that are only selling pie mash.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get mushy peas or anything like that.
No. It's Goddard's as well. Goddard's is a traditional pie and mash shop, but Goddard's was slightly different. One of their shops in Deptford just sold pie and mash and gravy.
Oh.
It's exactly the same pie, exactly the same mash, but gravy.
Ooh,
I've never been in there. The one at Greenwich that was, I I think it was there for 125 years, sold pie, mash and liquor. It closed down, but they're now back in another venue. But they're still about, God odds.
Now, Bob, I do remember people queuing up, because you queued up and you went to the high counter to give your order. And I remember people saying, double-double.
Yeah, double pie, double mash. Yeah.
So that was two pies and two double mash.
Yeah, I would only have double pie and mash, so I would only have one lot of mash, even now. Double pie and mash is just one of mash.
So that's double and double pie and mash.
But there's a pie and mash shop in Exmouth Market, which is in Farringdon.
Yeah.
And I walked past there about 2 years ago on a Saturday, snowing. I was going to Sadler's Wells, and there was people queuing up outside. And I remember Pam saying to me, "That must be good." And I said, "Why?" She said, "Bob, would you queue up in the snow?"
So Pam's your partner.
Pam's my wife, yes. Yeah.
Would you queue up in the snow? Well, of course you would, because pie mash is absolutely delicious.
It's fantastic. Yeah. But it's a big revival now in London with the Pie Mash Society on Facebook that have these questions and forums and debates that you can join.
Yeah.
There are people from Australia on the group.
Right.
Because there's a guy in, I think he's in Perth, who makes pie mash out there and keeps asking for advice. What does this look like? You think I'm nearly there?
So, is he a local that's moved out to us?
Okay. He's a boy, I think he was from Woolworth originally. He's moved out as a £10 pom. But I still have this affinity with pie and mash.
All right. Well, Bob Nozita, thank you very much for coming on to Gastronaut and talking to us about pie and mash.
Thank you, John.